Josh Quinn is the new head of music and chorus director for Opera Omaha. He is a former singer and received his school training in opera performance. He has a strong piano background, and despite his talent as a singer and piano player, he wanted to move behind the keyboard and the podium.
I sort of did a hard shift and became a coach, young aspiring conductor, and balanced that with some freelance work as well.
Before making his official move to Opera Omaha, he worked for an opera company in Chicago for about 7 years. In the last season, he came to Omaha as a guest rehearsal pianist. However, he learned about Omaha's opera company many years back.
And I'd been a fan of Opera Omaha's work for the last 10 years, basically the entirety of the time I was singing. I was a big fan of all the work and productions and community engagement that the company did. I really believed in the message of the company.
Quinn says that he was very attracted to work for Opera Omaha, so much so that he was dreaming of being part of this company.
That dream sort of came true this past October. Came in as a rehearsal pianist for the production of X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X. In January, February, I was also here as the chorus director for Suoran Jetica. And then the head of music and chorus director position became open.
His first production in his new position, Opera Outdoors, is next Friday, with the possibility of seeing him at the piano.
You'll hear pieces on the concert from Mozart, Puccini, doing a little bit of a season teaser from Don Pasquale and La Traviata, Zarzuela arias, even a selection from a tango opera, famous arias, duets, ensembles, some amazing choruses to feature our wonderful chorus at Opera Omaha.
Lauren Medici is director of engagement programs for Opera Omaha. She says this season has a great start with Opera Outdoors, and this could be for many the best way to try opera for the first time.
We will be back at Turner Park and Midtown Crossing, and it's a really wonderful way to kick off our season. It's free. You can bring your picnic blanket and your own snacks. We have a free kids zone that's starts before the concert at 5:30 that has games and a costume dress-up station and some arts and crafts.
Opera Outdoors will have music from the upcoming season. And if you think that you don't know any of that music, you might be surprised.
It's also a great way to feature our local artists who are part of our chorus. Our chorus is a really big part of it, as well as our Holland Community Opera Fellows are part of that performance. And then a few principal guest artists who are in. And we also have community partner performances to kick it off from some of our community partners, including Gotta Be Me, Ollie Webb Center, Inc., and the Intercultural Senior Center.
In case of rain, Opera Outdoors will move to the next day. So as of now, you can mark your calendar for next Friday's afternoon. And KBNO will have a table there with gifts. For more information, you can visit operaomaha.org or kbno.org under the Arts Community tab. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.